Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. When the morning comes and we see what we've become, in the cold light of day, we're a flame in the wind, not the fire that we begun. Every argument, every word we can't take back, 'cause with all that has happened, I think that we both know the way that this story ends. Then only for a minute, I want to change my mind, 'cause this just don't feel right to me. I wanna raise your spirits.
Good morning, hello everybody. I hope all of you are having a fantastic day. We are pupils of 5th grade of primary, and we have the pleasure to present you our new English mates. On Tuesday, we spent the morning with them, so in our school, learning about their daily school routines and playing different games like Kahoot, Pictionary, Headband and Stop. Today, we have played typical Spanish games, for example, Balón Prisionero, Chito, Pañuelo, and others. Now, we are going to do an interview, just to know a little bit more about them. Hello, San Monica's mates.
Hello.
First of all, we would like to know more things about your daily routines and your hobbies. Are you ready?
Yes!
In your school, what do you do in the playground?
In the playground, we usually just play random games which we make up. And sometimes we have games like throwing javelins and sports, not much.
What is your favorite subject?
My favorite subject is maths.
Do you like to go to the school?
Yeah, I like going to the school because it's really fun.
Why?
Because we get to play different games that we've never learned. And Spanish games that we don't know as well.
What is your favorite film?
My favorite film would be Avengers Endgame.
Do you like to read?
Yes.
What kind of books?
I like to read study books.
What is your favorite outfit?
My favorite outfit is sometimes a t-shirt and shorts.
Where are you going to go in summer holidays?
I'm gonna go on a ship soon. A ship.
Do you play video games as Fortnite?
Yes, I do play Fortnite, and I play lots of football games.
I'm a good football player. What are you good at?
I'm good at basketball. La belleza está en el interior. Recuérdame aunque te diga adiós. Debo dejar de ser algo que no soy. Llorar me tranquiliza, los problemas de la vida elimina de tu vida, se elimina tu sonrisa. Hay una lágrima por cada risa. Eres más valiente de lo que crees, porque tenemos que crecer. La segunda estrella a la derecha, todo recto hasta el amanecer. Aférrate a aquello que te hace diferente. Si esperas el momento oportuno era ese. Ana significa familia, familia, estar juntos siempre. Que tu alma libre esté y que nunca es tarde para ser joven. Si sigue nadando, quiero ser como tú. Hakuna Matata, vive y deja, vivi, vivi, babi, vivu. Hay un amigo en mí, tan blandito que me quiero morir. De ellos aprendí. Cada día de lluvia tiene su arco iris. El camino correcto no es el más fácil. Espejito, espejito, eternamente agradecido. No te centres en lo que dejas atrás. Busca lo más vital. Escucha tu corazón y lo entenderás. Supercalifragilisticoespialidoso. Creo que sí que estás completamente loco. Pero te cuento un secreto entre nosotros. Las mejores personas no están. Si al hablar no has de agradar.
This is your fourth day in Madrid. We hope that you had such a fantastic experience during this time. Could you tell us how did you pass these days in Madrid?
On the first day we came there, we went on the train, we went on the metro, and we came in, we packed, unpacked our bags. And then on the second day, we went to the Telefónica and park where we stayed. And then on Wednesday, we went to the park. We went to the Retiro to go boating. And then, yeah.
Have you ever visited Mari before?
No, I have not. This is my first time visiting Madrid.
What do you like more about Mari?
I like the weather and like the breeze. Whenever it's hot, like a breeze comes through your face. And I just like, yeah, the weather is amazing and the view.
What did you do yesterday?
Yesterday we went to a museum of Queen Sophia, and we had a tour around the museum to look at pictures and photos.
What is the best thing you have done during these days were in Madrid?
I liked when we went to the park and we had like, it was like a really big hill and some of us had rolled down and run down, and that was our free time, so I like that.
What is your favorite food that you have tasted in Madrid?
My favorite food would probably be... That's hard. The chicken that we ate yesterday at the restaurant.
What is your favorite place you have been here?
My favorite place is this school and the other schools, because we got to learn, and in the schools it was really fun. Like in the other school yesterday, we saw the kids dancing, and in this school today we did sports day and participated in sports.
What difference are there between London and Madrid?
Definitely the weather.
And the food?
Have you ever been in another country in Europe?
Sí, Spain, again. I've been to...
I think it was Malaga.
Yeah, I've been to Malaga.
Have you passed a good time in Madrid?
I've had a wonderful time in Madrid, especially with the weather, because there's not this type of weather in London.
Would you like to come back to Madrid again?
Of course. I like... everything that they put here, the service, the hotel, everything.
Stronger than anyone I know. She shares my dreams. I hope that someday
I'll share her home. I found the love to carry more than just a secret. Dreaming about the things that we could be. But baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars, we'll be counting stars. Yeah, we'll be counting stars. Like a swinging vine, swing my heart across the line. In my face is flashing signs. Seek it out and ye shall find. Old, but I'm not that old. Young, but I'm not that bold. And I don't think the world is sold. I'm just doing what we're told. Makes me feel alive. I've been losing sleep, dreaming about the things that we could be. Baby, I've been praying hard. Said no more counting dollars.
And finally, we would like to learn some things about your wonderful city. We're going to ask in 1, 2, and 3.
Have you ever been in the London Eye?
Yes, I have been in the London Eye.
Have you ever seen England's Queen?
London's Queen.
Ah, London's Queen.
No, I've only seen her in photos.
Have you ever swum in the Thames?
No, I haven't. What is the typical food in London?
Fish and chips.
Have you ever talked in a telephone box?
No.
Have you ever been in the Royal Palace of London?
No.
If we have ever visited England, what would you recommend us to go?
I would recommend you should go on the London Eye.
What is your favorite city in your country?
I don't really know many cities in my country.
And you?
Maybe Birmingham?
And your favorite Nottingham? Place? Nottingham? Your favorite place in London?
I'd say
my school?
Your school?
Okay. What do you recommend you to visit in London?
You don't know? What places? What places?
I like living in London because you get to go on the London Eye and you have a lot of places to visit.
Like?
The Tower of London, you can see Big Ben, and you can also go on the London Eye, and you can go on boat trips on the Thames.
Do you like to live in London?
Well, I like to live in London because of
my family and the school family that I have at school. And I'm grateful for living in London because I get the opportunity to learn Spanish and learn different subjects in school.
I would like to be a nurse in the future. What would you like to be in the future?
I would like to be a dancer because before my brother dances right now, and I would like to, he has inspired me.
What makes you happy?
What makes me happy is that I feel safe because I'm around lovely people like my family, my school, and friends.
Okay, thank you. And here we've got a lot of teachers in San Monica School. And here we've got a Spanish teacher that she works there in London's school. Hello, Ima.
Hola.
Hello.
Hello. Ella es española, pero está trabajando en un colegio en Londres de profesora de español. Y tenemos contacto durante todo el año porque con los niños escribimos cartas y nos mensajeamos y tienen un contacto todo el año y al final la recompensa final es esto, este intercambio que vienen los niños de allí y pasan 2 días en el colegio viviendo la experiencia de un colegio español. También nos cuentan cómo están ellos allí. ¿Qué tal, Inma?
Pues una experiencia muy buena, de mucho aprendizaje y de los para los niños... ir a un lugar diferente, ser independientes. Para muchos es la primera vez que van a algún sitio fuera de sus familias y la acogida que tenemos ahí en este colegio es increíble. Todos los niños son muy educados, muy welcoming, diría. ya se me está olvidando hasta el español. Sí, nos reciben muy bien y todos se integran muy bien con todos, también con los profesores. Y luego pues podemos conocer Madrid, podemos conocer el barrio y nos gusta mucho.
Uh-huh. También queríamos saludar a los demás profesores que han venido a acompañarte, si nos los presentas, por favor.
Sí, pues a mi lado tengo a Miss Wickpe. Os va a decir hola en inglés, unas palabras.
Hello, Miss Wickpe, what do you think about this school and your experience in this school? What's it about?
My first experience was that everyone was really warm and welcoming. And the children, they actually interact. They come to you and say hello and try to speak English with you. So yes, it's really lovely.
Okay, thank you. Another teacher is...
Ahora os presento a Miss Lee.
Hola.
Hello. Can you tell us to the children in this school?
Sorry.
Can you explain your experience about...
I've had a really great time. You've been all very welcoming. I've not felt out of place. Everybody's tried to accommodate us. I'm speaking Spanish and English. And yeah, really appreciate it. Thank you so much for everything. Yeah, we love you.
Okay, thank you to you too.
And we have a Mr. Ossi.
Hello.
Hello.
Hola.
Oh, you know, one word in Spanish. Okay, fantastic.
Yes.
Can you tell us something about your experience here in Madrid or in this school?
Oh, yeah. I really had a great time in Madrid. To be honest, this is actually my second visit to the city.
Second.
Yes. And also the pupils and the staff members at Colegio San Gabriel were also very friendly and approachable. And I'm also impressed with the pupils and their eagerness to learn.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much.
Gracias, de nada.
Muchísimas gracias.
Muy bien, chicos, pues thank you. And now, David.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much for your kind answers. It has been such an interesting and funny activity with you. This is not a goodbye. This is a see you soon, because we would like to see you again. Maybe London, maybe Madrid, who knows? Have a nice day, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye.